plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin?
Another chance, another day, another weekend gone by. Another day where we're having feedback and just errors, but you know what? We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right for you folks. Either I sound really far away or really close to you right now, but I hope I feel close. Should we have just played that? That's going to be the next song for the break. I feel so close to... If you're wondering who I'm talking to, if you heard last week's show, then you know that there is a special guest in here, and he's, of course, here to help bring some entertainment into our entertainment-less world. Here's the trailers! You know what? Hold on. Can I get some fireworks in here for him?
What's up, everybody? It's Arturo's Mode. ART. RUISMODE. Y'all follow me. We're gonna be doing some things out here.
And it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be just a ton of fun. Because even last week it was just a lot. Oh, so I think we're being too close to the mic. It's just us. I think it's just, so we have to speak from back here. But no, really. It's really good. You know, it's good to have you on. By the way, I'm loving that shirt. I don't know if I've told you about that shirt before. This is not the first time that you've worn it. I've seen it before. Anyway, were you going to regale us with a little bit of magic in the rap today, or are you going to...
Actually, not today.
Different... I am definitely okay with that, because, folks, we've been having technical difficulties since, what was it, like, even you heard, like, one of the shows, and you were like, oh, no, it's not the, you were like, what did you say, it's like, it's not the daily shift, because it's not daily. I was like, it is daily, it's just sometimes there's things that happen. And, well, you folks are hearing it firsthand. This is, you know what? This is his fault. The reason you're getting this crappy show today. No, I'm
He's not lying. He's not lying.
Oh, my God. Hey. My show may be terrible, but it's above bad. It's not too bad. You know? It's bearable. Just like... A lot of things are bearable. Like when you go to the gas station and get like a cheeseburger or a chicken. Now, I'm not saying all gas station food is bad, but we've gone to the gas station and we've had gas station food. We're not mentioning what gas station, so it's fair. It's fair game. But you know, some gas station food is good, some is bad. What item would you say was the best item that you ever gotten from a gas station?
The most recent.
And it can't be prepackaged. Can't be like one of those prepackaged items.
It's
like,
probably, you know, a prepackaged item. I'm sorry.
It can't be like Snickers.
It was a bread.
It was what?
It's probably, it depends. But it was a breaded item. I had a couple of pastries at a gas station. I was fresh off of a plane and. Fresh off a plane, and I go into a gas station, really nice gas station too, I might add, and I get some pastries, and it was just the best gas station I've had recently, you know, because back in the day, I had some good chicken, and different places where they had actual restaurants where they actually cooked.
So, what was in the pastry? Was it a bear claw? Was it like a, because... I like you. I have literally right here with us right now. I have a guava, and I've talked about this many times. Guava is delicious. Guava and cheese. Is that not delicious? Why are you looking the other way? You know it's delicious, don't you? What pastry did you have?
No. No, it was a pastry that was just different, just like some like the different snacks that we had.
Oh, we definitely have to talk about that. That's gonna be in the entertainment. We had, So I messed with him a little bit because there was a few like there was like a few dessert little snackage things and really good. Hershey's was involved, delicious, and fun. Then there was other stuff like little muffins and all that kind of stuff. But then it came down to the last snack, and that was like a little ball of. He was like, I had to watch his reaction after he ate the first one, because it looked like a ball of popcorn to you, right?
It was a puff ball.
I have to know his reaction on this. Just like I'm sure you folks have to know what happens next on the show, even though you know it's going to be probably something with technical difficulties or just wrong words, wrong pronunciation of words, just chaos. It's utter chaos. Can we just I'm going to rename this just the Chaos Show. What we are going to do, we're going to take a break so that way you folks can go and do what you got to do, so that way you can go and get some water, use the bathroom, and then run back to here so that way you can hear what's going to happen next. You know the ways to listen to us. Don't forget about Podcaster, which is now partnered with, of course, Anchor.fm. Don't forget about Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, the Outside the Box Radio, the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio. Don't forget, there's so many ways to listen, so if you ever have an excuse, I'm going to be impressed and I'm going to use it the next time I want to get out of work. This is The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you right after the break. Don't move a muscle.
I've been having dreams, splashing in the summer stream, tripping, I fall in, I wanted it to happen, my body turns to ice.
Houston, think we got some problems, find somebody who can solve, I feel like a spaceman.
This is nothing other than The Daily Shift. I just had a conversation with somebody who was pretty cool. They had a guitar, they walked by, and I thought they were an instructor of some kind. Now, okay, if you saw somebody walking around with like a cello or a violin or any instrument, would you assume that they're like talented, or would you like think that they're in training or something? They have a passion for it. So, but you would assume that they have like some kind of talent or expertise or some. If I see somebody like walking around with it, like in an unorthodox place, a setting that you usually wouldn't see like an instrument of some kind.
It doesn't matter where you are.
So if you saw somebody with a piano in Publix, you wouldn't think that.
Exactly my point. It's because they're passionate about it. That's why they like it. It's something they're doing right now or trying to get into. It doesn't matter if they're a beginner or a master. It's better if they're a master. Let's be honest.
That's what I was hoping. I was like, this person obviously knows what they're doing. And it was a nice bag. It wasn't like, you know what? Maybe I'm looking for the wrong things. Maybe I should be looking for the bags that are like beat up and like worn. It's like, this is my lucky guitar case. Those are the people I'm looking for. Yeah, like where like the trumpet is like halfway falling out. It's like, that's the next BB King right there. Like, oh, because, they're, like, not that they can't afford one. It's like, oh, this is the lucky trumpet case. This is the lucky,
You need a lucky, like, that. This should be your shirt. For one, it's an amazing shirt. This should be your rap shirt. Well, what do you do?
And you're gonna be like, I rap.
And then you said,
more than that.
No.
Well, see, okay. that came after producing.
So that's exactly, so how did you get your start?
Engineering.
How did you get your start? This question of the day is going to be targeted.
Okay.
To you. How did you get your start? Your start. Like when you were young. Like what
making
was it?
Making beats. I started at like 14, 13 making beats.
So what was it that when you first was like, you know what, I'm going to make a beat. What was it? Like, did you hear a song beforehand, or was it just something that you knew, like you just felt and you're like, I need to get something out. There's something in me that I need to get out. Like, what was it?
It was just actually people teaching me. I had people teaching me things, and I took off on what they were teaching me, so that's what really, you know, people brought me at a young age. People taught me about how things were, so I knew just how it was. So
you also have like kind of like an insight into that world that you were about to start exploring. So that's awesome, like, because not only that, like, you had access to that. So
I did a lot of things young. I started off a lot of things young. Let's say that.
No, I think that's phenomenal. Some people are probably yelling at me to ask a certain question. That's why there's the Daily Shift After Talk, folks. I'll get to that later on. But first, I do want to ask, like I said, this is going to be more of a Q&A, if you will. When did you start saying, I wanted to start making music, like rapping and...
14,
that was, it was all around the same
actually
time.
Actually, 8.
So what was your first experience, because...
I mean, ever since I was a kid,
trust me, I know. My dad knew, I told you before, my dad knew before I knew that I wanted to get into, he got me like a little video camera, and he was like, this is what he wants to do. And I didn't even know then. I was like, why did he get me a camera? And then as I grew up, I was like, oh, I get it. That's why he got me the video camera. So what was, like, your first experience? What was your, like, you know what? This is exactly what I'm going to do when I'm older. What was it?
Okay. Middle school. It was middle school.
Okay.
My house was a block away. One street away from the school that I went to.
Okay.
And I knew it was it for me because I had an Xbox hooked up to a screen. I had a whole PC set up hooked up to a screen. And then I had a PlayStation hooked up to a screen. And then I had my own bathroom, my own kitchen sink, my own back door, my own closet.
So what was it? Like, I mean, like, I'm sure, like, there's some people, oh, how did you get into music? Oh, there was a song that was playing and it made me want to sing. Like, when you were in that situation of all the screens and everything like that hooked up, was there a situation that happened that made you want to, like, well, at that time you said producing in general was the first thing for you, right?
What it was is I was, I had kind of my own independence. And then I was already on a streamer basis at a young age. That's what I'm saying. I had 3 screens already set up.
So you were already in that area of, like, create. You were already like, I can start creating with this. Like, so that's amazing. First of all, I want to say this. The fact that you drifted, like, I don't want to say drifted off as it's a bad thing. You folks have heard this show and heard that I drift off into different conversations many a times, like I'm about to do.
But the fact that you you saw, you were playing video game systems, and you saw something more. You were like, this has the potential to be more. And I want it to be more. I want this to be. And it wasn't like, I can just play video games. I can do this. I can. You were seeing, I can do something more. I can make music. I can produce.
I was literally, you see, I was into programs and software. Okay, so that's just, I'm going to just say that. Because I was doing animations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like actual 3D animations on computer.
Oh, well,
and stuff like that. I was doing
stick beats, figures.
Beats, producing beats. I like all the software that was just, you know, creative.
Right.
It was just fun. So that's just all it was.
And don't you think that's important? I want to say this before we go on a break. When you're creating, do you think it's important to keep the mindset that you originally had when you started? Because otherwise,
yes,
like otherwise, it just becomes work. And when something that you're doing for fun and trying to create and try to put something out to the world, does it hinder
when it
you?
Becomes work? When it becomes work, it doesn't bother me, right? Because the things you love is work. You should have a love to work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me rearrange the. Okay, so if you have a negative energy going into do, like if, like, let's say you're going in to make a beat or to create something.
Okay.
If you have a negative energy, like when the day is starting and you gotta go in and you gotta do something, you gotta make something.
Okay.
Would that hinder you at all? Would that make a difference?
It just
in
makes
what you're
the
making?
Project something else.
Does it make it harder?
It creates it something else. It just brings it from a different. That's just all it is. It just comes from a different aspect.
Because I always wonder, like I
a
wonder
different
if,
tone.
Like if I always wonder if there's things that make it harder because it's already hard. You've heard me. I'm not a rapper. I'm not good at it. I'm not. It's not for me. My job is to just shut up and talk on the microphone and just do that. but I've heard him make up stuff just off the top of his head, and it's ridiculous. It's unfathomable. It's just, and I can't wait for you folks to hear it. And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but that's why you got to keep listening. That's why you got to tune in to Outside the Box Radio, the Jukebox Radio, My Spin. Don't forget about the other great shows that are on the Jazz Lounge and My Vibe. Don't forget about the ways that you can check out the Instagram here for the Daily Shift, Daily Shift 4. Just the number 4. You don't have to type out F-O-U-R. And don't forget about Atreus's. Is it Atreus?
Atreus Mode.
No, I know it's Atreus Mode. Okay. I'm saying, how do I say the plural of your... Never mind. Check out Atreus's. See?
Archuises. That's how you say it.
Don't forget to check out his page. It's gonna be over there. It's gonna be. Actually, do you want to give it to them so that way they can have that? Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Yes, it's ArtRuisMode.
One more time.
ArtRuisMode.
And that's just one of the ways. And don't forget to check us out. We're going to be going on to the Wisdom app. And we're going to be doing talks there if you want to ask him any specific question or want to ask me any specific question. I still haven't talked about this red nose, even though it's sitting in front of me. And I'm so upset about this. And I'm not upset in the way that you would think. We're going to talk about this and so much other, just so much other things that need to be talked about over in the entertainment segment. Also, the facts, all this stuff is to come right here on The Daily Shift. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. Keep it locked. Don't move a muscle. and don't touch that stop button. Move it. I see your finger. Move it.
Against the world, you can count on me. You know I'd have your back. God, it hurts to be human. Without you, I'd be losing. Yeah, someday I'll face the music. God, it hurts to be human.
I honestly don't know what that button is. I know I pressed something. Okay, there we go. I think everything should be back to normal in some way, and or shape, or form. Either way, welcome back to the Daily Ship. Hopefully everything sounds great and not. I wanted to talk about something earlier in the show because I bought... Don't you dare laugh. Don't you dare. Okay. What is this called? It's the... Wait a minute. Deerfield, Illinois? I thought Deerfield was in Florida. Anyway, I bought the Big Red Nose, or whatever it's called. Now, I thought this was a discount. You know, like, if you bring this into a store, it's like, okay, we'll give you, like, a 50-cent discount, a 25-cent discount. Turns out, after I bought it, I was like, okay, so how do I use the Big Red Nose to get the discount when I come back in? They're like, oh, there is no discount. And I was like, so I just got a clown nose for no reason? I was so upset. Like, I literally asked, I was like, so I just have a clown nose for no reason? Like, I'm not going home to entertain any kids and, like, blow up balloons. I don't have any giant... Okay, my shoes are kind of big. But still, that's not the point. What the point is, I have this nose and I can't... It went to a good cause, so I guess it's fine. But still, like, it says ages 3 and up. I don't know what to do with that joke. I'm a little upset. And yes, that was me throwing the Big Red Nose across the table. I'm over the situation.
We can go somewhere.
Having to choke on it. There's no, have you seen this thing? This thing is, if a child can, never mind. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna talk about the facts that are right here, right now, for all of you folks. And I can't be more excited to talk about these facts. And if you want to follow along, you can follow along at... Can you give me the website one more time? What is it? Think Jar Collective. THINKJARCOLLECTIVE.com. Think Jar Collective, and of course there's going to be links there that you can click, there's going to be paragraphs that you can read, and there's going to be facts that you can follow along with, so hopefully you do, as we get ready to head into number one, which is, what is number one? You might be wondering, what is that? Stress. I wanted to make this about creativity, because we've been talking about the creative mind, because we're in the mind with, Trace right here, and he has a very creative mind. It's just what has anyone ever wondered what makes the creative mind tick? It's obviously not stress, but I also feel like being creative gets rid of stress a little bit, right? Can you vouch for that? Is that a bad thing? Like, I think
creativity brings stress.
No. Oh, it brings it?
It brings it, and it disqualifies it. It disqualifies
it. It nullifies it. So you're saying it like...
It nullifies it, yeah.
So you're saying, like, thinking about doing, like, being creative can be stressful, but then when you start, and you start to get in the zone, then I see what you're saying.
Maybe, is that what you mean?
Okay, never mind.
That's not okay.
I was completely off, apparently. You have a certain passion. Okay. Well, I know a lot of people would love to hear like what how the it's just a feeling, right? It just comes natural. Number two. I can't even see. See, this is I can't even see. I'm trying to like lean over and see things. Trance-like. It is! Okay, so I know I just said it is, and everyone's like, wait, what? I can't see. You just saw me squint, and you didn't even have... You saw me squinting for my life. I was just trying to read. Those considered geniuses. So, those considered geniuses describe their... describe their creative processes as trance-like, and it is. I think it is for me anyway. Like when I'm writing my book, and you have yet, I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, I'm yet to just.
You have yet to see it. Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
Yeah. No. 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 I. You don't have to, but I do. Yeah, anyway.
You know, things is.
We're always busy. That's the thing about That's our lives. We're always making moves, trying to figure out what to do next. And creative minds, when creative minds meet, it's always like, well, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And, like, if we're lucky, we get to two of them or three of them. But then when they actually happen, it's just a masterful art form. I think that it is trance-like. I think that being creative is very trans. Like, have you ever seen somebody, especially when people are painting, or, oh my gosh, we were talking about this earlier, and the day before, I think, the violin, one of the most beautiful instruments. It's just, when they close their eyes, or playing piano, like, they close the eyes, and they get into it, they're in their world, they're in their creative world, and they're trying to tell a story. So it makes it just more amazing. What do you think?
That's all point.
That's all.
I would have been very brief at this point. Like, right now. That's just all point. Very 100% macro. You just want to articulate yourself as best as possible. And you are trying to express yourself.
Exactly. And express your way in a way that it just makes it easier for other people to say. And that's what I think is.
You just gotta be true to self. That's really what it is. You gotta be true to self. All right, folks, be true to self. We all know this. Right, and if you don't know, now you know.
You've been waiting. How long have you been waiting to say that one today?
No.
That was all show.
That was an old habit that I haven't used.
He's been waiting to say this all show. I think you wrote it down somewhere. I thought I saw a piece of paper that said
that's
it.
That's somebody else's words. I'm still with somebody. Hold on. I'm biting right now. But yeah,
and there's so many other great. Do you want to do one more? It looked like number six looked okay. I can't really see it. Yeah, no, that one. Yeah.
Creative thinkers have slower nerves during creative moments. The left frontal cortex experiences comparatively more sluggish activity. Which also correlates with the aforementioned experienced white men and connected with accents. Unlike intelligence, creativity tends to thrive in like things that step.
Okay, so I don't know what any of that meant. I'm gonna say that. I don't know what any of that meant. But what's the one in the green? What does the green say? At the very beginning. Nope. Numbers. Creative thinkers have slower nerves. Yeah. So does that mean that like we're borderline superheroes? I mean, I feel like that would be like a really cool superpower. And that's also a link that you can click as well on the website. There's a lot more, like I mentioned before, as we usually do. We read like the beginning and then let you go back and just get a little bit more information. And there's tons of information for you to read. And just hopefully you found all of that. I wish I could see what that says on the screen. I'm trying to read from back. I have. This is why.
Yeah, you're over there. I know.
Yeah. He's not even paying attention to the show anymore. He's like, oh, we're still on? Oh, we're... yeah. No, yeah. Daily shift, blah, 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 blah. yeah, this Red Nose deal is not over. This is not over between you and I, unmentioned location. You know who you are. You know who I am. I have a set of skills. What we're gonna do, we're gonna take a break, we're gonna come back, and we're gonna do just more random stuff here. Why? Because it is... What? Why did I just get dapped up? You read something and then you dapped me up. We're gonna talk about this. No, we're gonna talk about this on the break. This is the Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. Don't move a muscle. Keep it locked. What was that about?
Just for me, but bear this in mind, it was
back
meant to be.
Once again, as we figured out what's gonna happen here on the Daily Shift. okay, so there's a lot that's happening right before your very ears. That's right, that's what I said. Enjoy it, laugh with it, accept it. So, instead of, you're not hearing about today. You know how things change on this show. Tomorrow? Is tomorrow what?
Thursday the 13th.
Is that, okay. I think that's... Oh my gosh. I think that's the best way to go about this. Oh my goodness gracious. So much has happened in that short little amount of time. For example, I got the hiccups. I also have been craving... Has anyone else been craving macaroni and cheese? Is it just me? Like, did you... Okay, so I saw a thing about the top 10 macaroni and cheese, like, that's been happening. And I know you folks heard about me talk about this yesterday on yesterday's show, and I hope you folks did hear about it, because if you did, then that means you're hungry for mac and cheese, which means you have a top one in mind, and which means that you went and got some, maybe, perhaps, possibly. Nonetheless, this show has been quite epic. We've had star guests, and the star guest is going to be performing tomorrow, and I hope you folks tune in so that way you can hear it, because this is the only place that I,
This is the only place that you can, actually, now that I think about it. I don't think that there's another way. I can't think of it. Even Logan Paul is like, what? No. Logan Paul, you're jealous. No. I didn't like Logan Paul until WrestleMania 39. And actually, I wanted, because this individual also watches wrestling just a little bit, and also anime and things like that. So I wanted to get your thoughts on WrestleMania 39 before that, you know, season is over. What did you think about WrestleMania 39? Okay, so if I say a few names, Brock Lesnar versus Omos, or let me say this, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, aka Stardust. Oh, you know who Stardust is, but you don't know. Oh my gosh! Stardust.
Stardust. Please forgive me, everybody. Stardust is the weirder version of Booker T.
Wait, what? You mean Goldust?
Yeah, Goldust.
Oh my goodness gracious. Wow.
Stardust, I do not know.
Booker T.
That's new stuff.
Booker.
I know anybody past. Yeah.
Booker T, I'm so sorry that that just happened.
Yeah.
That was a diss. Hey. Yeah, no. And the fact that Cody Rhodes made that work for him, by the way. Like, I always saw Cody Rhodes as, like, a younger Randy Orton, to be honest. That's the way I saw him. And even he had the, he had the rope diamond cutter and all that kind of stuff. I always saw Cody Rhodes as a younger Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, the position that he's in now is just weird. If anyone saw WrestleMania 39, and I don't want to spoil anything, but if you haven't seen it yet, then you've missed out on, like, Raw, SmackDown, and...
No, I know what this is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, Cody Rhodes. No, just look up the American Nightmare, dude. He's looking him out right now. He's like, I know who this is. Look up the American Nightmare and compare that. Yeah, there. Oh, no, right there. That was a picture of the American Nightmare right there. That. Yeah, he's a Rhodes. He's, you know who Dusty Rhodes is? Dusty Rhodes, son of Dusty Rhodes. Oh my goodness gracious, you know what? He's done a fantastic job. And even in the promos, he knows how to talk on a mic. Can I call him Roman Rage?
That's a nice name.
Roman Rage. But he doesn't have rage. He doesn't get angry. He's just like, he's one of those. He looks really cool.
Yeah, no. He's a classic.
I don't know
those
the song.
Those are legends.
Do it all to get them off the feet. Alright, anyway, what we're gonna do right now is, should we head out of there? Can we head out of here? Is this, I think we're getting the sign. We definitely just got the sign to head out of here. what we're gonna do, we're gonna head out. We're gonna have a fantastic Wednesday night. Wednesday night. And if it is Wednesday for you, then I want to say to you, good night. But if it's Thursday morning and you're already enjoying your Thursday, having a fantastic time, having your coffee and your breakfast and whatever have you, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it locked. Don't move a muscle. And we will see you next time. Can I tell? I am still
painted flowers for you.